Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yikes. 5 on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor plan, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And pack with trust, it's about to have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to 5 on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to 5 on the Floor. I'm your host, Greg Sylvander. Today's floor plan with me, no Ethan, no Alex, but I have better than that. Brady Hawk. You can follow him on Twitter at BradyHawk305. Every time I look, this dude has 10,000 more followers. It's crazy. So shout out to him for coming along for this episode. He's shaking his head like, why am I shouting him out all the time? But that's my job. Today's floor plan. We here at the network, and this is something that if you were subscribed to Off the Floor, you'll already know, had some great conversations, and those conversations have led to some great intel, and a little bit was put on Off the Floor today. And so we're going to get into the Heat rotation as it would look today, based off of an informed opinion we posted on Off the Floor earlier. Ethan posted it there. So we're going to recap that for those of you who don't subscribe. If not, you should go to winnow.app Off the Floor. It's $3.05 a month, 7-day trial. It's going to ramp up here as training camp comes. So check that out. Before we dive into this episode, though, which is going to be interesting because we've got some real some interesting stuff to talk about. And the fact that, it is informed information is going to be super interesting. So I'm teeing this up as much as I can. Let's talk about a couple of our great sponsors. Our official daily fantasy sponsor is Prize Picks. Use the code 5FIVE. That'll get your initial deposit matched up to $100. Y'all know Prize Picks. Choose your favorite players on your favorite teams and your favorite sports. You can do flex plays, power plays, win up to 10 times or more of your money. They do all kinds of cool stuff like protected plays and discounted player props. You got to use the code 5FIVE. That's to get your initial deposit matched up to $100. It's daily fantasy made easy. Great app or web-based platform. So check out the daily fantasy sponsor of 5 Reasons Sports. And then we have our gambling sponsor, and that's Better Edge. And people always are asking us, like, what's different about Better Edge, right? So just quickly to give you guys an idea, it's a social betting marketplace. Users buy and sell betting positions without a VIG. So instead of like a traditional sports book where the book sets the price, accepts your bet, takes fees, and pays out winnings, Better Edge Marketplace will connect users on the opposite sides of bets that you've set at your prices. So you find the value that you are looking for. Use the code 5RSN. That'll get you $20 to play right now. Right now, I'm in the midst of playing all kinds of fun college football, NFL, NBA will be kicking in here shortly. So use the code 5RSN for $20 there. Those are our sponsors. And now we have today's episode. All right. So back to this episode where we're going to talk a little bit about Miami's rotation as it stands today. So this is not a Dame-centric episode. Sorry, folks. Brady and I are going to talk about if the season started with the rotation and the roster as it is today, what that might look like. So I'm going to start by a post that was posted on Off the Floor, our subscription feed, by Ethan. It says, this was proposed to me today by an insider as a very possible Heat rotation if Dame Lillard is not here by training camp. Starters: Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, Kevin Love, Josh Richardson, and Tyler Hero. The core bench pieces would be Kyle Lowry, who would be finishing games, not starting them, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson. Competing for the backup big spot, you're looking at Thomas Bryant with Orlando Robinson, maybe pushing him. And then you have competing for that 10th man, kind of final end of the rotation. You have Jovic, you have Hawkes, you have Haywood Highsmith. And Ethan posed the question, is that team deeper and better than last season's? We're not going to do that. Brady, initial thoughts to this, because we know, so just to make it clear, this is not from like Eric Spoelstra, who's going to do the coaching and make the coaching decisions. They haven't gone into training camp. It's very preliminary, but it's interesting because it is from a quote unquote insider that would obviously know what the thinking would be. Brady, what are your thoughts of, let's start here, Kevin Love in the starting lineup? You've been a proponent of him being a guy who may give Miami more than the fans are expecting. What are your thoughts on him kind of already being mentioned as the starter next to Bam in the front court?
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. I think the thing that worries some people is the fact that you cannot play him, like start him 82 games because of what we saw last season. Like, it works when you have acquire a guy late in the season and then can work him into the playoff flow and he has fresh legs. If you're burning him out and starting, I don't know if that'll work as well, but I think what you'd see with Kevin Love is the role that Myers had a couple years ago. Like, the fact that he's going to come in and probably play the first 6 or 7 minutes and probably not play again the rest of the half. And then he's going to start the second half, play 6 or 7 minutes. So he's probably going to be hovering around that like 13, 14 minutes a game range. So that's kind of what I'd imagine. But it does make sense because I think it does a lot of the stuff that you want for Jimmy and Bam in terms of the spacing. I thought they found a really good connection in the half court, but more so I thought it was the fact of, I posted it the other day because it was actually his birthday, and I posted the stuff that the full court passes from the playoffs. He has a full mixtape on just full court passes in a Miami Heat uniform. Like, I know. He was here for 6 hours and he has a full mixtape. Like, it's crazy what he was able to do in that span. So yeah, it makes sense. We hit on the stuff with the Tyler and Richardson. I've said, we did the whole point guard podcast. I've said before that I think if Damian Lillard wasn't in Miami to start the season, I think the backcourt, starting backcourt, is Tyler Hero and Josh Richardson. They can kind of just figure out a way to mix ball handlers and figure out a way to run an offense in a different manner, in a way that Spo always likes to describe. But I think, I know I don't mean to skip ahead, but I think the thing that catches many people's eyes when you set this baseline, which is what this is like a quick little baseline, is when you hear like the young guys that everybody's excited about and immediately hearing immediate impact, and then you see them competing for the 10th man. Like, I think that would be the part that would surprise most people.
Absolutely. We're going to spend some time there because that is the big takeaway. But to not skip too far ahead, and I promise we're going to get there quick, everyone. Don't worry, because that's what really Brady and I want to talk about. The core bench pieces, and I agree with everything you said about Kevin Love, and it is crazy. Like, I didn't realize how many hit ahead long passes he had until somebody dropped that tape, and I'm like, whoa. Like, even just in the Knicks series, we say like there was that one that turned the series around. No, like, he was doing it all the time. It's just crazy. So I'm glad you brought that up. Jay Rich and Hero will make a backcourt work. I'm with you on all that. Core bench stuff, though. Kyle Lowry finishing games, potentially. I don't agree. I think that while he could finish games, I think that ultimately they'll probably be better with Josh and Tyler in the backcourt. Caleb Martin coming off the bench is interesting. considering where he ended the season, but not surprising. Duncan Robinson playing his way back into a core bench spot is good for Miami in a lot of ways. And I think this is interesting. Ethan said to compete for the backup big spot, you have Thomas Bryant, who's a shoe-in, Orlando Robinson, who, you know, technically they could, he's not out of the woods yet in terms of his guarantee, but it looks like they're going to guarantee his contract. So let's just talk core bench. Let's talk about backup big. We're going to save the 10th man stuff for a little bit here, because I think that could be taken in a number of ways. What are your thoughts on the core bench pieces? Is there anyone missing? Is there anyone that shouldn't be mentioned? And then what are your thoughts on this idea of, from a backup big perspective, that we're right down to Thomas Bryant and Orlando Robinson when you already have Kevin Love in the starting lineup? I think that that's interesting that they're, I guess you're always going to play two bigs, but with Caleb there and with Bam and with Butler, et cetera, I think it's an interesting thing. What are your thoughts on all of those players as they're mentioned by the insider Ethan is quoting here?
So I'll say for sure when I hear core bench, I mean, I think it's bracketed pretty well, but I'll say Duncan and Caleb is what immediately comes to my mind is like what you're utilizing off the bench and kind of keying in on both sides of the ball. Like that goes without saying. The Kyle Lowry point, I think we probably as a program have not given him enough credit for the fact that I don't even think we talked about him from a basketball perspective much into the next season if Dame wasn't here. And I think he's a fine backup point guard for this team. I think he could do a lot of the stuff distributing wise and get these guys in their spots. He could do stuff maybe in a limited role to kind of do stuff as a pull-up shooter. Like there's certain stuff they could do there. But I did think that was an interesting point in terms of could finish games, because you mentioned that would essentially mean, because in my opinion, it's Jimmy, Caleb, Bam, Tyler. So Who's the fifth guy? So are you basically saying Josh won't be closing games? Are you kind of projecting forward? But I personally think it means, do we trust the kind of the Tyler, Jimmy grouping to kind of set everybody up? Where like, do they trust to have the ball in their hands where they kind of want a guy like Kyle in there to set everything up?
Good point.
Because they don't have that point guard. Like that's kind of why I think they say could finish games. And injuries always happen. The guys are in and out of the lineups. This is all going to move very quickly. So that can all change. But I definitely think we haven't talked about Kyle probably enough. As for the backup big spot, I will say since before Summer League, I've been saying I think Orlando Robinson can outplay Thomas Bryant potentially for that spot. And I think that's caught people by surprise just because we know what Thomas Bryant can do. We've seen what he's done in past years. He has the talent there. The fact that maybe Spoke can unleash it in a different way. He could potentially stretch the floor. He has a little bit more to his game offensively than we've seen with a lot of Miami's bigs in the past that they've picked up. But I think they really do like Orlando Robinson. Like even hearing the fact, like them throwing him in the potential core nine, is like credit enough. Like that's the credit. And he's been working out, I know, with Bam a ton this offseason, been doing a lot of that type of stuff. And I know he played really well in Summer League. He stretched the floor pretty well. It will kind of come down to how I think personally how he looks defensively. I think that'll push things, because if he even looks somewhat serviceable in his role compared to what they potentially could get from Thomas Bryant defensively, I think that pushes his case even more so. I don't know if we're going to see that to that degree, but I do think it is an interesting point to see Orlando Robinson on that list. And I do think he could kind of crack that range. But yeah, that's pretty much bracketed correctly. That's why I keep saying we've been meaning to do this rotation podcast, just because I know we said we weren't going to answer Ethan's question, but when he said, is this team deeper? This team is deeper. Like team is, we're like talking about these first 10 guys and we haven't even got to three more guys.
The fun ones.
And are the literal fun ones that everybody wants to see out there. So it's like, this team is 100% deep, and it is going to be, if this is the team that they're rolling out next season, Spo is going to have some real questions to deal with. And it's probably a good problem. We've talked about in the past where he doesn't have enough talent. He has a bunch of guys to kind of utilize. So we'll see how he mixes it in. But yeah, I think that was a fair evaluation to kind of see those guys as the core guys that they'll kind of build around, I guess, off the bench.
Agree. And the fact that we've leaned in that direction is, for one, it makes us feel good that we're, you know, kind of tracking correctly to what we thought would happen there. I think that we as a show have not given Kyle Lowry enough credit. I probably lead the charge there. Ethan took credit the other night for being the one who doesn't like Kyle, but I think it's well documented that I've been frustrated by him. The other thing, and it's going to tie into what we talk about after the break here, is that we haven't mentioned anyone who's going to pop who we don't know about yet. And there's always a Max Strus or a Gabe Vincent, right? And there was comments made that I'll get into related to thinking about those guys and making that consideration that I thought was an interesting point of view. So I want to get to that. And then we're going to talk about this conceptual 10th man conversation and the guys there, because I think all of them, and there's one in particular that I think actually is going to end up playing way more than they're slotted in this theoretical rotation. Before we do that, though, do you have a water leak and you can't find where it's coming from, or you're dealing with water or mold damage in your home or business? Then you got to call Water Cleanup of Florida, 954-579-0356. That's for immediate assistance. With over 60 years of combined experience, Michael Robert, their whole team, they're prepared to handle any type of leak detection issue or damage from water 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Water Cleanup of Florida, fully licensed, insured, certified. It's a one-stop shop, so you don't need to go to anyone else for your contract needs for business owners or homeowners. You can do it all with them. No other contractors required. They are service areas, including Miami, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Michael, anytime, you can call him on his personal cell, 954-579-0356. Tell him Greg and Ethan and Brady and Alex from Five on the Floor sent you. He'll take great care of you. Or check out their website, wcufl.com. Again, that's 954-579-0356, Water Cleanup of Florida, wcufl.com. If you have the schmutz, they have the guts.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the weight and handle. I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
So here is the most interesting part of this whole thing. Competing for 10th man, Jovic, Hawkins, Highsmith. And we're going to talk about the guards that pop. So let me quickly do that. It was mentioned that don't sleep on one of these young point guards finding their way into a lineup, because particularly I have been very critical of the point guard room. Jamare Bouye appears to be more of the up and down player. There's good moments, there's bad moments. It was mentioned Drew Smith is considered right now to be a little bit more stable and a little bit more of a complementary piece. I think that that's interesting. And a lot of Heat fans I know were maybe underwhelmed with Drew Smith's overall production throughout summer league. I don't know if that's due to expectations, but I think it's just something to watch that when we look at these young guards, that one of those guys is going to get a real opportunity here. But let's get to what everyone wants to talk about. We've been watching Nikola Jokic, who's about to be in the championship game. We're recording this the night before that. Jaime Jaquez is chilling with Jimmy while that's happening. Haywood Highsmith has been in the gym all summer. I think Haywood Highsmith is playing for this next team. No matter what the hell happens, I think he finds his way out onto the court. My major takeaway is this. If these guys are in the bucket of 10th, 9th man, if that's really where they're slotted in, and I know that this is not the coaches and there's a lot of basketball to be played and training camps to be done and preseasons and all that stuff. So I get it. It tells me that if it's time to ante up for Dame, I mean, are we really going to haggle over guys that are really kind of slotted in that 9th, 10th man range? I don't think so. Brady, basketball-wise, though, before we get into transaction bullshit, what are your thoughts about those guys being there? Because I've thought at least one of those three would pop into that core bench area that has Lowry, Robinson, and Caleb Martin were the three players kind of slotted there. What are your thoughts about no Jokic, no Jaquez, and no Haywood Highsmith?
So I'll say this. I think this type of baseline is what would be presented to the team in training camp, because they'd say to yourself, Jokic, Jaquez, Highsmith, come earn your spot. Like, show me in training camp that you can come and earn your spot. Like, are you going to really – let's just even say they were preparing for Jokic to start at the four. Let's just say hypothetically. And they're going to put Kevin Love in the competing for 10th spot.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, this is a total motivational thing to see which guys can push through and kind of get to that next level, in my opinion, personally. But to your point as well, when we're talking about from a basketball perspective, let's just go back to the core bench for a second. Kyle Lowry, Duncan Robinson, Caleb Martin, and let's just say Thomas Bryant. Excluding Caleb Martin – that is a lot of rough defensive pieces to kind of throw out there in a four-man unit. So if you're talking about competing for the 10th man, and I don't know which way, honestly, you were leaning in terms of a guy that's going to get the most minutes, Haywood Highsmith makes the most sense to me there. And that may sound crazy because I think a lot of people are excited, including me, to see Jaime Jaquez and Jokic at the next level. But I think in terms of like a regular basis, competing for 10th man minutes, when Spo is looking down his bench in a game where it's getting down to the crunch time and he needs a guy to throw into that lineup, I think he's picking up Haywood Highsmith to throw in there to kind of give them some good minutes. Like, that's just which way he's going to lean. So I think this is going to be game dependent. I think it's going to be personnel dependent. But yeah, I really do believe, aside from the basketball stuff, that this is kind of that thing where to kind of push them to that next level, see what they can do. But last thing I'll say is that this also feels like, if this was the layout, Jokic and Jaquez feel like insurance for, like, Jokic feels insurance for Kevin Love. Like I said to start this thing, Kevin Love is not playing 82 games. He's not playing close to 82 games. Jokic is going to start games this season. No doubt about that. He is going to start games at the four. Is he going to start most of the games? No, I don't think so. But he's going to start games. Jaime Jaquez is behind Jimmy Butler and Caleb Martin. Is Jimmy Butler playing 82 games? Absolutely not. Is Caleb Martin? I hope so, but we highly doubt that that's going to happen. So they're going to get big opportunities. So I think that's why they're in that 10 man range, because those are the molds of the players that are in front of them, and they're going to jump in. But I would say, to kind of get back to that point, was Haywood Highsmith should probably, in my opinion, get bumped up a slot just because of the fact that Spo is going to lean on him, because this team needs players like Haywood Highsmith to kind of play that specific role.
You just took every word directly out of my mouth. There's absolutely no way Haywood Highsmith does not play a big role on this team because of the fact that they need all the defensive juice, all the switch heavy stuff that Haywood Highsmith can do without having to think about it, just because athletically he can do that because he's long enough and strong enough, etc. Like, I don't see any way that he is not a regular member of the rotation. And so, like, I think you're right. It is a great mode. I hadn't thought about it that way, that it's like, yo, okay, one of y'all go earn that. Like, it's like throwing the ball under the table with Rodney Magruder and saying, go get it, or whatever that story was. They kind of are doing that. I like that. That aspect of it, they're all going to get their shots. That's another smart thing that you said, because Lowry, he's not going to play a full season. None of these guys are. Like, that's kind of, I guess, what more fans need to start embracing, is that everyone's going to get to eat some innings throughout a regular season, because no one's going to play the full regular season. It's just not a thing anymore. So everyone will get a shot. But ultimately, I also want to express to Heat fans, when we talk about trade packages, and I'm only going here for a moment, think about the fact that we're talking about getting Damian Lillard, and in the packages that we've talked about, one of the starters and the rest are like in the 10th man group of this roster are the guys that you're talking about for getting Damian Lillard. And so just keep things in perspective. If this ever does get done and you end up having to send out an extra young player or an extra few picks, although I think the Heat are in good position not to, just keep that in perspective as we do this exercise. And you see that the top level players in the starting five are still around, Jimmy and Bam specifically. Final thoughts, other than Haywood Highsmith popping up into that core group with Jimmy hanging out with Jaime recently, Jovic finishing up there, I guess I'll say, who should fans expect gets the call first to start the season out of the two to even get the opportunity to earn minutes? Do you think either of them start the season getting a look, or are they both kind of out of the picture, and Haywood Highsmith, because he's just ahead of in the program, for instance, he's got that edge? Where do you stand on where they'll start the season specifically, not end the season? I think we have different thoughts probably where that'll go, but to start, where do you see it?
I think it would lean Jovic, not only because of the program, but I think they have Jaime Jaquez types on this roster where they don't have Jovic types. And in a scenario that I mentioned before, as much as it sounds cliche to say the point Jovic stuff, like, I think they're going to get to a point where when you don't have a point guard other than Kyle Lowry, and you only other playmakers are your best players, like literally your top three players are your other three best playmakers. Like, you're going to have to lean on somebody to get you going. And it doesn't even have to be half court. It could be like Kevin Love hit ahead passes. Oh, it could be Jovic
secondary stuff. Yep.
Yeah, pushing the break, Jovic playing off different sets. Like, there's different stuff that he could do, but I just think Jovic on paper makes the most sense for that reason, whereas Jaquez, they could throw in there, and Caleb's that guy that could play his type of role. Highsmith, to a certain degree, could kind of play in that corner spot up type of role if he's hitting. And then obviously the guy that he's molded it most out of is Jimmy. So they just have guys that I think they could play in front of him where they could kind of get by, and that's not to disparage him. Like, I think Jaime could actually – I've said before, I think that if he gets a kind of a decent stint, I think he could surprise people with his jumper. I think that's going to be the big thing that surprises some people. And he seems like a guy that once he gets out there would be a real Spo guy, like he does. And we say that, I guess, about a couple people that rolls through Miami, just because Miami picks players that are Spo guys.
You're right.
But he is, like, he really is a guy that I think he would like really like to utilize once he got to see him a little bit more. But to answer your question, I do think it would be Jovic first early in the season. And it could change throughout the season depending on what they need.
Yeah. And I think fans will be happy that you say that. I'm happy to hear that. I think the idea of him handling the ball, doing any level of facilitating, making those types of decisions, is just, that's a cool ass thing for a player, like a young dude like him with the skill set and body type, et cetera. I think it's just, the sky's the limit. Excited to see him in the championship game. So this is the first of, we're going to do a few episodes related to some of the intel that's came in recently. So that's going to be fun. Look out for a playback where we kind of get into the state of the state as we get right before training camp, get everyone up to speed on on all the latest happenings and what we've heard and what we haven't heard, because I think that sometimes it's important to explain that side of it. So look out for us scheduling that playback. We'll have you covered on Five on the Floor the rest of the week. Shout out to our sponsors, Better Edge, Prize Picks. Use the code FIVE for Prize Picks. FIVE RSN, for Better Edge, and then Water Cleanup of Florida. Check them out. WCUFL.com. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.